There is much more explanation about that. I don't know how do you call that thing, but they can do that. And then they begin to, when they begin to do this, when they begin to have this, this is the worst part. When they begin to challenge each other, these shamans, it's really bad thing. Because they use all the rest of the powers they know. They can fight each other with many things. They can turn themselves into an animal, or a bird, or a fish, or anything. They can fight each other in anywhere. Even the weather, thunder, and all that stuff. They can turn themselves into this thing. And it's a terrible thing. So that's the bad shaman. And this is what I think the missionaries saw. I think they heard a little bit about that and they didn't like it. Because they didn't know how to encounter this thing. They didn't know. So I think that's why they condemned it so harshly. But the people also, than the ordinary people in those times, then they actually didn't like it. Because there was so much. Oh yeah, so another one is then when the shamans don't live forever. That's one thing. They don't live forever, no matter how powerful they are. They die. It's like anybody else. As long as they get weak and they get sick and their brain doesn't function well, they actually die. They don't live forever. There were many shamans who thought they would never die. Some even having a joke story that, he was gonna go straight to heaven. He didn't go. Because the string from heaven was too short. So all the people know they all have to die. That was the negative side of it. But while they are healthy and strong, they are very fearsome people, powerful people. I think that's why most of the Muskego people submit to the Christianity because it's much more peaceful belief and faith. There's love in Christianity. They don't teach you how to fight. But this shamanism, there is a way to counteract everything. And that's what makes it bad. So anyway, only the bad ones do that. Not all those were that bad. And most of those who were bad and misused their power, usually they ended up being get rid of or they just simply die off. And it doesn't make any difference how powerful they are. So that's what the native people saw. But the good shaman always there. They always does the good stuff. But still, he dies too. One thing is submissive to his death. They cannot expand it. No, that's fairly quickly and briefly that I told you what the shaman power is. I could go on and on and on to tell you a little detail about, for example, in a story, I have to tell you in a story. Why did it happen? So the shaman is a bad thing in a way, and very destructive in a way, and there are not too many stories about the good stuff. Just like today. I say that many times. You don't hear a good story in this life. You never hear the news. Nobody ever comes to tell you a good story. Somebody comes to tell you bad stories. The news, that's the first thing here is a bad, sad things and evil things. So in those days, before the European, before Christianity, it was the key thing. It was the thing that usually more like a terrifying things that the people remember. But the good stuff, they forget. But they were good stuff. But that's the problem with this. When the Christianity came in, it has such a short time to try to understand it and with the very lack of communication. Sometimes. My own personal thinking. Why didn't the priest just join the man with the shaking tent? He could have understood. He could have understood what this thing works. He doesn't have to join it. Just to talk with the person who operated the shaking tent, he would know basically what it is. If he didn't hate it,